Today from the Ohio Newsroom, possible cuts to public media funding.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Senate could vote on a so-called rescission bill this week. If approved, it would claw back $9 billion that Congress already approved for foreign aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds NPR and PBS. That would mean funding cuts for stations across Ohio, including Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO in Yellow Springs. Their general manager, Luke Dennis, joins us to discuss the possible repercussions for Ohio's public media stations. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Erin.
Would stations here be able to operate if this funding is cut? What would be the immediate impact?
We would have to quickly revise our budgets. Especially for those of us who have a July 1 fiscal year, we are already living within the budget during which they would be clawing back promised funding. So it's not a long runway to make decisions. Here in Ohio, my sense is that most stations are similar to WISO in that it might be between 8 and 10% of our budget. At least that's true for us, between 8 and 10%. So no, we will not close our doors. We'll keep operating, but it would be a terrible hardship to replace that money with no notice.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the spirit of transparency, the Ohio Newsroom was started with a grant from the CPB. We're no longer reliant on that grant, but what types of opportunities will be lost without that funding?
Yeah, the CPB does so much more than serve as a pass-through for these federal dollars. They instigate new types of thinking around collaboration. They fund collaborative models, like the one that we have here in Ohio, right? They help jumpstart that. They negotiate blanket music license agreements with ASCAP and BMI and others that allow our audiences to hear every moment of recorded music that appears on a public radio program. Those licenses are negotiated by the CPB. So if individual stations had to manage their own music license negotiations, it would sink many of us.
Trump requested Congress kill this funding because, in his words, quote, federal spending on the Corporation for Public Broadcasting subsidizes a public media system that is politically biased and is an unnecessary expense to the taxpayer. How do you respond to that sort of criticism?
The type of journalism that we do in public media is as middle of the road as you're going to find anywhere. We've seen the terrible polarization and echo chambers that exist within media, both on the left and the right. And I see every day that the journalists who work in public media are speaking with multiple sources, working with editors, presenting information with fairness and transparency, and with a real respect for the intelligence of our audience.
We talked about the short-term impacts that these cuts would cause, but what about the long-term impacts? Will WYSO and public radio stations like it be able to survive without this federal funding? You know, I'm thinking 2, 3, 10 years down the line.
It would be a different landscape because we're talking about $545 million a year that would have to be replaced through private fundraising efforts, and it's not going to rise to that level. So there will be great losses. It would not kill us. We would still exist, but in a weakened state. And what would be further lost is the idea that there are things like the truth that can be presented by careful journalism. And that would be a terrible loss, right?
Luke Dennis, general manager of Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO in Yellow Springs. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Erin, for your good work.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.